7:34, Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon. Let me welcome to Hudson Valley Focus Live Laura Donovan from the Ulster County Legislature. Good morning again, Laura.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, I had to run downstairs to fill up my teacup, and here I am out of breath. But anyway, here we are. So, Laura, you are Ulster County Legislator representing District 11, Town of Marlborough, I believe. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
And how long have you been on the legislature?
Yeah, so I actually was a first-time candidate last year, uh-huh. and I won the race in November and was sworn in January. So this is month seven.
Okay, good. When you and I spoke on the phone the other day, you are a financial planner by profession. And
correct.
As I said to you, my career was in the insurance financial services business. I mention that because in that business, you told me the other day you have a fairly diverse clientele from young to old. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep. I work with lots of different folks. So I run my own practice,
mm-hmm.
Which is a lot of fun, and I get to work with clients. Right now I'm in 26 states across the country. So
oh, wow.
I have clients of lots of different types of incomes, lots of different goals, lots of different challenges they're facing. But ultimately we all want the same thing, right? We want to be able to pay our bills, put some money away for savings, live a good life, and retire comfortably. So that's kind of what unites all of them across the board. But I love it because there are days when I'm talking with very different types of people with very different types of challenges, and I enjoy those conversations.
I wanted to bring this into the conversation because that's similar to what I did, and you develop long-term relationships with individuals through the ups and downs of like life cycle, correct?
Absolutely.
And
I'm seeing is that for a lot of my clients, so I've been doing this work for over 12 years now, and I have clients that have followed me the whole 12 years, which is amazing. So
yes.
Seeing them married, start their families, buy their first house, but I'm also seeing clients now who are dealing with parents who are getting sick or passing away. I have clients in retirement who are losing their spouses. So you really do see that whole life cycle, and you're with them every step of the way. Unfortunately, what I am seeing now is that, especially in the last 4 or 5 years, just the cost of living has gotten really out of control. And my clients who 4 or 5 years ago, we were able to maybe save for an annual family vacation, put some money away for retirement, have
yes.
a little rainy day fund on the side. Like, that is becoming less and less the reality. And more my conversations are, I had to go into credit card debt to pay for a car repair. How do I get out of that?
Right.
Or how do I look at my budget because groceries are costing too much and I can't figure out how to make the math work. And so I'm finding that a lot of my conversations today are more focused on those like affordability challenges. And that's something that I haven't seen in my 12 plus years of doing this to the extent that I am today.
That's why I wanted to bring this into the conversation, because in the way you just expressed it, Laura Donovan, taking people through these life cycles, that's what I had. And of course, you said 12 years. I did it for 40 years. And in the time I was in business, we weathered right here in the Hudson Valley 6 major ups and downs of economic cycles. And
mm-hmm.
in the late 80s, early 90s, with the big, big blue jobs layoffs, I lost 40% of my business.
Mm-hmm.
As did most service businesses here. And this is why fiscal responsibility on the part of public officials is so important. And here in the state of New York, you're an Ulster County legislator, and I think we'll talk about them wanting to add an income tax surcharge. But in the state of New York, when we look at we talk about affordability issues, the per capita total taxation levied on New Yorkers is twice as high as the national average. And when I look at our property taxes, our per student school costs, all of these things are factors that are really stressing. I mean, you probably, like I did, I had clients who, whether they were the retirees who moved out of this area to areas with lower cost of living, or sometimes it was the younger generation who moved for better job opportunities and, you know, took the kids and grandkids with them. These are all parts of what you deal with as well, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every day. Yeah, I mean, those are real conversations. Yes. I have clients who and I also think there's this sense of families want to stay together and multi-generation families want to be with each other. And so there is a real concern with I think our senior generations here in Ulster County, where we do have the younger generations who can't afford to buy a house here, but they also have to either a lot of folks have to commute for work, and that's not quality of life that people generally, you know, want to have, to commute over an hour and a half, 2 hours to get to work. And then, you know, I think taxes, everyone agrees that taxes are very high. So I think that that's tough, and it's you know, it really is heartbreaking to have some of these conversations with clients, but also here in you know, as I represent the people of Marlboro, having conversations with seniors and young families as well around, we want to stay here. Marlboro is absolutely beautiful. Yes. I would argue it's the most beautiful place in Ulster County, but I'm very biased on that.
Sure.
But, you know, it's really a special and beautiful place. We're surrounded by farms. Most of our local economy here is agriculture and agritourism, and that's wonderful. And there's a real concern about people being able to afford to stay here.
You are absolutely correct. And exactly to your point, I mean, this weekend, it sounds like weather-wise, we're going to have an absolutely beautiful weekend. The you know, the crops are coming in, the pick-your-own areas there, the farmers' market. So all of that comes together. And, I mean, within a, you know, 30-minute, 45-minute drive from where you are, the amount of history back all the way to colonial times and through the American Revolution, it's all right here, Laura Donovan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we're very lucky to live here.
And this is why it becomes so critically important for people in public office to really, you know, hold, have much better fiscal responsibility in terms of what we're doing. I received a phone call yesterday from an individual who I believe used to be on the Ulster County Legislature, and talking about how the employee count for Ulster County has grown substantially over the last few years. And, but the population of Ulster County itself, when I looked up the figures, it's barely unchanged from where it was in 2010. And, you know, it drives the question, why has there been, you know, a couple of hundred employees added to the county rosters, which becomes a big burden on the taxpayers? And the income tax surcharge that's being proposed over there, can you speak to that, please?
Yeah, sure. I knew you would want to chat a little bit about that. So essentially, the county executive, along with the sponsors in the legislature and our assembly member and senator, they have put forward a resolution which would create a income tax surcharge on high earners. This was rolled out in a press release on May 22nd, so it was right before Memorial Day week. And originally, the limits, the idea of this is to create an additional tax on folks who make over $200,000 and $400,000 were the original limits. Those have now been modified to $250,000 and $500,000. But the idea behind it, I think was twofold. One, how can we create a more fair tax system? I think that was a question that was being asked. And in addition, how can we raise some additional revenue for the county without increasing other forms of tax that the county has access to increase? So I think that was kind of how it, you know, the reasons for why it was rolled out. And, you know, I learned about it myself right before Memorial Day weekend. I, as a financial advisor, immediately wanted to see the data. And also serving in my, at that point, it was month six in the legislature. I personally haven't gone through a budget cycle yet. I'm really looking forward to that this fall. I can't wait to be in that process. I'm actually probably, I don't think it's normal for people to be that excited about going through it, but I truly am. And so I think for myself, it really was, I started having lots of conversations with our county executive's office to understand kind of their why for putting this forward, and also their kind of formulas and their projections, speaking with our comptroller, and really speaking with the business community and also folks here in Marlboro. And, you know, ultimately, I obviously voted no, both in the Ways and Means Committee, in which I serve, and at the general session. And I think that I do believe that as government, we need to solve some of these large issues. And affordability certainly is one of the largest issues facing our, you know, my constituents in Marlboro, but across Ulster County. At the same time, we also have the reality that the county budget has increased. We have increasing costs that are coming down to us. So those realities are real too, and we do need to be really thoughtful about how can we best position the county so that our residents who are already feeling squeezed are not being squeezed more, right? And that the county can remain fiscally strong, and that we are also focused on how can we bring in new development, new jobs, and new creation, and kind of balance all of those things together. So that's really my, you know, what I think we should all be working together collectively as a legislature, all of us together, as well as working with our county executive and the comptroller's office and other folks in government, and having conversations with the business community and key stakeholders across the county as well. I ultimately was a no because I just don't feel like those conversations had really happened to the extent that I was comfortable with. I think there's a lot of other ways that we can explore, that we can save, you know, maybe save some money and sure. reduce burdens. And so I just think before, you know, before we go ahead and ask New York State for a new taxing authority, which is what this vote on last Tuesday did.
Let me jump in for one second. Laura Donovan, Ulster County Legislative Representative, District 11, Town of Marlboro. I need to get in a very quick sports break. And when we come back, we'll pick up the conversation right there. And from the standpoint of what you just said, if you and I were sitting down with clients as financial planners, how we would approach this process, because that's exactly what you just outlined to us. Back in a minute with Laura Donovan on The Beacon. 7:50 already on Hudson Valley Focus Live on The Beacon. Let me get right back to my conversation with Laura Donovan, Ulster County Legislator. Laura, in approaching what we're talking about, and I 100% agree with you in terms of having the real open, honest discussion, whether I call it a global discussion. But starting on the expense side of the ledger, if you and I were sitting down with somebody from a financial planning standpoint, individual or business, you're going to look at that expense side of the ledger and find out, you know, are we, you know, do we still have all those old subscriptions that we're not using anymore as an example, mm-hmm. whatever happens to be, are there other ways that we can save on money before we look for new sources of revenue? And it sounds what you were saying is that's where you believe this process should start. And that's exactly what any sound business person, I think, would have to approach this, Laura.
Yeah, I think exactly. As a financial advisor, whenever I have, for example, if we're looking at just how do I balance this family's budget, right? Yes. How can I make sure income's coming in for the two parents maybe and all their expenses, does that line up? And I think that's an important place to start for sure from like a financial planning standpoint. And I think that part of that process and what I would argue almost every, I would say, financial advisor does is go through that family's budget really line by line. Yes. And make sure to point. Like, I have families where they're paying for two Amazon Prime subscriptions, and it's like, why are you doing that? You should just be on one. So, you know, sometimes there's things like that. I think, you know, in county government, it gets a bit more complicated, obviously, because we're dealing with much significant larger amounts of revenue. Ulster County's budget is just shy of $500 million Correct. This year. And we also have to contend with the fact that income is not there's monies that we receive from the state and federal and other organizations that come in, and understanding like where the cash flow is coming from is a bit of a more complicated process. But ultimately, yes, I think making sure that we're aligned on terms of what is coming in and what is going out, like that is just you know, that is the fundamental to good financial planning across the board.
And that's where this process absolutely has to start. And the idea that, you know, before we've done that, well, we just need to find new sources of revenue. And the fact of the matter is that the idea of adding an income tax surcharge on top of, and those are very, very, very low thresholds at $250,000 to $500,000. And people say, well, that's our big numbers. No, they're not. That's a very low threshold. And when you look at the tax burden already that these individuals are carrying with federal income taxes, Social Security, Medicare, Medicare taxes, property taxes, land tax, and often some of these people are already paying double taxes. Maybe they do own two homes. The conversation to talk about adding an income tax surcharge before you've gone through this entire process is an injustice. And my firm guess is that it's going to not generate the revenue that people think it will. Folks will wind up, shifting to different areas, or maybe they'll leave Ulster County, period. We've seen this too many times before. Laura?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, again, from I want to take a step back and just say that I don't personally at this point, especially looking through last year's budget, I'm not overly concerned that there's a ton of savings that we can find in the budget, because we do go through a very extensive budget process, and there's a lot of eyes on that budget as we move through that process. But that being said, I think I think the challenge, and this is where we need to be having very like honest and open conversations with the public, with key stakeholders, with the business community, within county government. I think that I think the issue that we're facing is more of, if I have a client where they're used to maybe going on two vacations a year instead of one, they're used to maybe paying for some services that they have that they've grown used to. And maybe they pay someone to mow their lawn, right? Or they're paying for someone to walk their dogs during the week, like whatever that is, right? And I think that for me, the conversation is more, okay, like what if that is going on? And I'm not saying we shouldn't be doing that, but I think we need to identify in the county, what are all the programs that we're supporting from county dollars? How many people are benefiting from those programs? And again, I'm not saying that we shouldn't do those programs, but to me, it's really the conversation I'd have with a client is, okay, if you want to go on this extra vacation a year, we have to find the dollar somewhere else. And that means you either need to go pick up a second job or do something part-time in addition to your full-time job, or we're going to have to cut somewhere else in the budget, in your family budget. And I think that's the same conversation that I hope that we start to have in the county, which is, here are all the programs. And again, I'm not concerned about the programs themselves. I know that many of them are, all of them, I would argue, are benefit people in the county, but we need to kind of compare them all and have that comprehensive conversation so that we can be really clear what trade-offs we're making. And if it's we need to raise a new tax to keep all these programs, you know, that's one thing. If it's actually, okay, there's something here, maybe this we can shift or reduce this one thing, and then the numbers all work. But I think it's a much bigger, comprehensive conversation to the point that you're making.
Exactly. And the other point that I have a question about, and again, I've not double-checked these numbers, but the phone call that I got where an individual had related to me how, I don't remember the number, it was a couple of 100 employees added to the Ulster County payroll over just a recent period in time. That seems to me a significant, if it's accurate, seems to me a significant increase in number of employees on public payroll, which that's going to be a huge impact on the budget. And the question is, are all of those positions necessary, or were there people added when there was other money coming in, and now that money's not there? And are those absolutely essential positions? Because this is what, when you add up the salaries, pension, health benefit costs, these on a per employee basis, those numbers are huge. The other thing before we run out of time, we only have about 2 minutes left here, Laura. The amount of sales tax revenue that has come into the county, and I know my friend March Gallagher has written about this in the past. There's been some pretty substantial sales tax revenue, I believe, greater than was anticipated in the budget. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. Yes, I believe we're right now a little over 10% higher than what we anticipated.
Right.
Revenue. But and that's why I think it really is a more comprehensive conversation, because
absolutely,
it's not just like what can we save in the budget, but we also need to be looking at how can we expand the tax base, how can we build and bring more people in, how can we expand tourism efforts. I think with clients sometimes there's a point at which we can't. There's no more savings to be found within a family, right? And at that point, the answer is, okay, we need to go figure out how can we make more money, or how can we bring in more revenue from a county perspective. So I think focusing on programs that help generate income and generate new business development and bring in more jobs, that's another lever here that we absolutely should be exploring, and making sure that we're having a very comprehensive conversation around all of these different moving pieces.
Laura Donovan, we are out of time this morning. It is an absolute delight to have you on, and your very, very thoughtful perspectives to serve, on the Ulster County Legislature, to have this, I'm going to call it a holistic approach to looking at serving the taxpayers and making sure the essential services are delivered in a very cost-effective way. Laura?
Well, thank you very much for having me this morning. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Have a wonderful weekend. Coming up on 8 o'clock on Hudson Valley Focus Live, Tracy Haight, registered dietitian, will be joining me next after the news, as well as the next keyword.